This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with our Thursday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here, being broadcast all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite online, as I sit here at my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, broadcasting to great radio stations, as well as all across the Caribbean. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the internet and the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about our people helping out in the coronavirus effort too. Whatever you're doing, thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can trot on over to Facebook and go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like that page, and then jump into the chat room and converse with us. Just like a whole bunch of people are in there right now. And joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we start out tonight with kind of an off-the-wall story. We've been expecting to hear something from the attorney to the judge in the Flynn case, who happens to be a retired judge himself. So it's a judge advising a judge, right?
That's right, yes.
So he also filed an amicus brief, and apparently on Friday, this is all coming to a head in front of the three-judge appeals court for the District of Columbia, and something will, I believe, be decided on Friday. If not, they'll take it into consideration and render an opinion down the line in the not-too-distant future. But tell us what's going on there.
Well, Captain, at the very heart of the matter here is, what is a judge supposed to do? What can a judge do? And does the judge's desire in this case to essentially want to charge Michael Flynn with something else, as long as the actual DOJ is dropping charges against him, does that go beyond the scope of being a judge? And in my opinion, I think that it does. He went fishing with this amicus brief thing from Judge John Gleason and evidently wants to take his recommendation about it. So, yes, Friday will tell the tale, but, you know, this is one of those things, Captain. You remember there was a movie back in the mid-1990s called Judge Dredd.
Yep.
Yeah, where Sylvester Stallone played, you know, the famous comic book character,
uh-huh.
But they were judge, jury, and executioner when necessary in the storyline, and that was a dystopian future. That's why it was a movie.
Yeah, you remember who his co-star was?
It was Armand Asante.
Sandra Bullock.
And Sandra Bullock was in there, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so that's a dystopian sort of future, but this judge evidently thinks that maybe he can sort of, you know, I'll just prosecute you myself. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, let's go to what we're seeing currently out there with the statutes being decapitated and then knocked down onto the street and this, that, and the other in various cities around the country. the last time I saw that being done was in a communist country or a socialist country where a dictatorship, where they were taking control of things and doing destruction and burning books. I actually saw some students, and they were students, demonstrators, but they were students, burning books last night.
You know, Captain, when I was growing up and was in school and went to college and all, and we learned about book burning, but it was in a very, very different context. These were things that they did in Nazi Germany or they did in
Red China.
China.
Communist China. Yep.
That's right. So if we're at the book burning stage, are we now going to be issued little red books that carry around?
And the Pathet Lao, who were the communists in Laos, they did it there with the killing fields when they took all their educated people out and lined them up out there and just killed them.
Exactly. See, these are what we've seen in history, and it's very chilling. To think that we're seeing the genesis of these kinds of things in America is very disturbing.
And to the people that are listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, this is not going to stay well for the Democrats at all, because very quietly behind the scenes, because people are they're furious, they're absolutely livid and furious. Any God-fearing, loving, patriotic American, whether they're a progressive, a liberal, a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, but anybody that calls themselves a patriot that's watching this is just beyond being mad. And they're just waiting and biding their time to vote. Because I'm telling you, when you see these rallies with President Trump, when he starts up in about 2 weeks, the first one apparently is going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you will see an enthusiasm like you have never seen before at a Trump rally.
Well, that's right. You know why, Captain? Because most Americans embrace the idea that sometimes books are written that you don't agree with. Sometimes movies are made that you
don't
like.
Doesn't mean you burn them.
That's exactly right. And people in this country, and I will say this from my own experience, people in this country are essentially tolerant. They don't care what floats your boat as long as you don't try to come over and take their rights away.
Correct.
That's the way that it's been. Exactly.
Yeah. And like I said, the God-fearing, gun-loving people that are out there that are watching and listening to what's going on and the defunding of the police and all that other nonsense that's taking place, it's not going to work, folks. It's not going to work. This is not a majority of people you're seeing out there. It's all these students. Take a look at some of these people who are out there. The majority of them are college students that have all been indoctrinated. That's what you're looking at out there. That's our schools. That's our education system. All right. I'm coming right back with more with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking religiously for 4 years, ever since I found out that it would work for me and help me immensely. And that's exactly what it's doing. Now, let me just tell you how this works. It's all natural. And to find out more, you can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, you'll see a little 2.5-minute tutorial. And you take a look at that tutorial that's done by the father and son team that started and founded Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. You'll take a look at it right there, and you'll see what it is that's in the product and how it works for you, the different things that it can do. Because if you've got arthritis, like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether from whatever your lifestyle is that you're living, this product will work. You can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. The 3-week quick start is $19.95. That's all it costs. You'll know in 2 to 3 weeks at the very most whether or not this product will work for you. And then from there, you're on your way. Now, take it the way it says to take it. Don't cut any short corners to begin with because you want to get it in your system and get it going for you. And I'm telling you, it's probably going to be one of the best things that ever happened. I've had literally thousands of people, tens of thousands of people order this product, and I've had thousands of people send me emails and say, thank you very much for telling me about this. I never would have known. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we're going to continue this little discussion we started out with. We're in the dawn of a high-tech, bloodless cultural revolution. As a matter of fact, some would call it a coup. And it's one that relies on intimidation, public shaming, and economic ruin to dictate what words and ideas are permissible in the public square. I mean, look at the businesses that have been trashed and torched that are never going to come back again because these people were involved in this pandemic where they had to shut their doors and had no money, and many of them weren't able to get the loans because they had to do this, that, and the other to jump through hoops to try to get it. They couldn't do it. And now they're just plain
out of business.
They are. That's right. Some 25,000 stores that we know of are closing.
They'll never come back.
Yeah, huge percentage of restaurants are not going to be able to survive. Even at opening at 25% capacity, it's really become a death sentence, unfortunately.
Now, when I say we the people, I'm talking about we the people, the American conservative, Bible-thumping, gun-owning, patriotic citizens of the United States. When I see the word people written on walls and whatnot where these students are and these communists, now these people, they are beyond the point of being socialists anymore. I'm seeing things that came out of the communist revolution. I'm seeing things that came from Mao Zedong. I'm seeing stuff that came from the Bolshevik revolution right here on the streets of the United States. And we can't sit here and just let this happen. And if you people in Seattle won't get off your dead butts and do something about this, and you people in Minneapolis won't do the same, then guess what? You've got to have some support and let you know there's people around the country that are standing up for America, because words are violence. These people are violent by the words they're using. Listen to them. And Kyle, it's always been a liberal notion meant to stifle speech and open discourse by having violent speech.
Well, sure. That's right. And you mentioned something else, Captain. That's intimidation. You know,
Yep. There
was a time when people could express political views that somebody else didn't agree with, and we, you know, sort of went out about our business. But now it's, and we're not even talking about incendiary or blatantly racist things, because nobody advocates that. But what you're talking about is simply having a different political viewpoint.
Yep.
And now,
yep,
see, there's no tolerance for anything like
yep
that.
Now, here's what I'm seeing, and I'm going to call it the way it is, and I don't care if people get upset with me or not, especially the millennials. We're being popularized by a generation of these coddled mommy and daddy little kids that got to live at home, and a brittle little college student said, oh, you can't say that because it offends me and all that crap, you know? It now is a guide's policy on editorial papers around the country where they put things out there, code words and this, that, and the other, and it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, it really is, and it's not reflective of the way the real world is. And again, you know,
it's their world.
It's their world, but it's a bubble world. It sounds cliche, but it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we had to grow up in a world, Captain, where things weren't always easy. There weren't always clear, easy answers to things, with the exception
yep
of the idea
yep
that we knew that right was right and wrong
yep
was wrong.
And I live in a retirement community. I live in a 55-plus community. And my Democratic friends, and I've got a number of them, they've come to me and said, that's it. We're done. We're over. This party. Our party has gone, they've gone off and left us. We're not Republicans, but we are not going to support the Democrats, and we are going to support this administration, this president, because of two things. Number one, he's waving the flag, and number two, he says he believes in prayer.
Yes. Well, exactly, because these are core values. And see, Captain, these are the kinds of things that hold the country together, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat of, let's just say, yesteryear, for lack
yep
of a better term.
Yep.
But these are the things that bind us as
yep
opposed to divide us.
Now, in Minneapolis, that's where my syndicator is headquartered. In Minneapolis, it was such a beautiful city. I remember going up there years gone by. It had a great promising future and limited potential. I was there in the old Metropolitan Stadium before they built the Metrodome, I think. And then I went down there, watched a baseball game, I watched a football game. So I'm familiar with the area. I've even watched a hockey game there. And I even went to the new baseball stadium when it opened up a few years ago. But the gateway to the land of 10,000 lakes was what it was known. The home of the Mall of America, which is the largest mall in the country. And a top tourist destination for sports fans, families, and college students. Notice I just said was.
Was.
Not anymore. Because over the past couple of weeks, Minneapolis has pretty much hung out the going out of business sign on the outskirts of town. And if they don't wake the hell up there, their beautiful city of Minneapolis-St. Paul, and the way they remembered things the way they were, they're gone. And how they ever elected that young moron of a mayor that's in there, that socialist mayor, Democratic socialist mayor, and that Democratic socialist president of the city council, man, you got to get in there and straighten that out and vote those people out of office.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, also, of course, the businesses will be leaving. There was a factory, Captain, that was established there in 1987.
The one they burnt to the ground.
They burnt it to the ground, and the factory owners have said, we're not returning. And that's going to be the same sad story for other businesses, small businesses, and certainly, I think some of these big-name stores are also going to say, it's not worth it.
And we've got the green light turned on for these people down here in Florida, and a number of businesses right now are contacting our State Department down here, our Florida State Department, and our Department of Commerce down here in Florida, and they're considering moving to Florida. A lot of business is going to come down here to Florida because we're growing.
Yes, that is exactly
number
right.
Three in the country right now.
Precisely.
Yep.
And the thing is, and it has nothing to do with race or any of these kinds of things that are being ginned up about this, but it is, in fact, Captain, it's about just being able to do business and live your own life. This is the whole point.
Yeah, and we're still America down here, folks. We've got a great big military base sitting right across the bay from me where I'm at right now called MacDill Air Force Base, the home of SOMCOM, and we support our military down here. We are all about America, and at any given time, you'll find American flags and all sorts of stuff flying around down here that you won't see in other places because, gosh, the Democratic Socialists took over.
Right. And see, that's the thing. It's an intolerant sort of machine that is being built. And simply dissension is simply not allowed. But yet, Captain, they project all of those things, they project all those things onto Republicans, conservatives, anybody who wants to wave the flag, anybody who wants to say that America's greatest country on earth. It's not perfect, but it's going in that direction. And it always will be. It's never going to get perfect, but darn it, we are still trying to make the best place to live on earth. But they are trying to project all these evil things onto people like you and me.
Yeah, and finally, the Paycheck Protection Program, which was signed into law by President Trump, which provides forgivable loans to businesses that kept their employees on payroll during the pandemic, that's starting to pan off for some people, pardon the pun, but that's starting to pan off for some people because we're starting to see a return in our investment right now. But the companies and the businesses that are open and the money and the revenue that's starting to come in, people are hungry to get out to go to eat. By the way, the movie theaters just opened down here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about where you're at.
Some are planning to open up soon. I think L.A. County, I think they're getting close, but it's still going to be a little bit because they have to get ready with all the sanitation and all that.
All right, hold that thought, folks, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, one of the police officers bailed out yesterday in the George Floyd case that was charged. He managed to come up with the bail. Senator Chucky Boy Schumer was playing some stuff, games in the Senate. We'll be right back and tell you all about it.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life mattered.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step, announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. She does a great job of those liners. We appreciate her very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, if you want to get a comparison on the insurance you currently have and see if you can save some money through Geico, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico.com. Type in your zip code and tell them what you're driving, car, truck, whatever, motorcycle. Maybe you're driving an RV too, or maybe you got an ATV or a boat. However, whatever you're doing, you'll get the insurance coverage that way. And then also, if you want to get it even lower, they also can give you a homeowners and renters insurance rate too through Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. So, go on over to the website, get that done, see what happens, and then make sure you always tell them the captain sent you, because we try to help you save money, and that's another way to do it. I've been with them 14 years, and they've saved me money every year I've been with them, because I also do comparison shopping. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren is back with us, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, one officer in the George Floyd case is now out on bail, and it happened to be the rookie, the one who had been on the force for 4 days. He's the first one to be able to bail out.
Yes, that's Thomas Lane. He bailed out on $750,000 bail and released from the Hennepin County Jail. Yes.
And he was the one at the tail end of the deal down there holding his legs down, and he actually spoke up twice. As a matter of fact, we heard it on the audio. He actually spoke up twice and said, shouldn't we roll him over, you know, to get him in a different position because they were choking him.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it's also said, his attorney said that he also performed CPR in the ambulance as well on Mr. Floyd.
Right. Now, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer blocked the GOP senator's bid in the Senate yesterday to condemn the police department defunding push. That just goes to show you where Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer is. And again, I'm going to talk to my brothers and sisters up there in New York City. You need to vote these bums out, all these people, and I know I don't need to tell you, but all these people that are up there that are trying to take your job and your livelihood away from you, they need to go this time around. And I know you're sitting there stewing, a lot of you, and by the way, I got the audio I'm going to play from the PBA president there in New York here in just a second. But Kyle, this is ridiculous. They got to stand up, take a stand, and vote these bums the hell out of office.
Well, sure, exactly. That's one of the only ways to try to get a lot of this madness to stop. You know, this has morphed, Captain, from a legitimate, reasonable discussion of what happens in terms of police brutality and the death of George Floyd. It is now morphed into a political bandwagon for the party elite.
Now, I want you to listen very quickly before we go to our caller to the president of the PBA, Mike O'Meara, in New York City. This is the shot heard around the world from the police.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike O'Meara. I'm the president of the New York State Association of PBAs. And I just want to talk to you, the press, and I want to talk to the police officers. 375 million interactions with the public every year. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly positive responses. Overwhelmingly positive responses. But I read in the papers all week, we all read in the papers, that in the black community, mothers are worried about their children getting home from school without being killed by a cop. What world are we living in? That doesn't happen. It does not happen. I am not Derek Chauvin. They are not him. He killed someone. We didn't. We are restrained. And you know what? I'm saying this to all the cops here. Because you know what? Everybody's trying to shame us. The legislators. The press. Everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession. But you know what? This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it. And so do theirs. So do theirs. Stop treating us like animals and bugs. And start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting.
Now, he was very passionate in that. He sent a very definitive message to everybody and anybody that was watching on television and that audio, everybody just listening on radio, and I stand behind my brothers in blue 100%.
Yeah, his words, Captain, were absolutely well said, and couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah.
Now let's go to the phone lines. This must be Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, this is really going too far. These people in Seattle, not only have they taken over the thing, they put armed guards out.
I know.
And let people in.
And they're frisking people. They're frisking people. They're asking them questions before they let them into the area. It's a communism on steroids. How's that?
Yeah. And the other thing, this amounts to what you would call armed insurrection.
Yeah.
And armed insurrection, president just ought to take over, declare martial law, and in addition, go ahead and charge those people, the mayor and all those
they
people.
Want him to do that because they want a confrontation, because they know the local agencies won't do anything. It's up to the governor first to request outside help, and they've already got the National Guard activated there. You know that, right?
Well, I didn't know that, but I mean,
they've been right there behind the police, but they're not doing anything. It's already spreading, but it's up to the local, highest local authority to start that process, and they're not going to do it.
Then the president should declare a national emergency and just do it.
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. It's up to the highest local authority. That's where it starts. The president just can't go in there and say, well, I'm going to do this. Nope, it's got to come from the highest local authority. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to let you go. And I hear the echo in the background. All right, so Kyle, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, to see this play out the way we're seeing it play out is absolutely absurd. But there is a process to go through, and hopefully it will hurt bad enough because the city won't be able to function, and they'll have to take some action.
Yep. Now, we talked about this with the police department because this is the way it works. If you ban the city police or the town police or the county police, then the next step that you go to is what's called the sheriff. All right, and the sheriff can deputize as many people as he wants to be on the force of the sheriff's department. They call it a posse, the deputies and all that, because back in the old day, they'd hop on the horses and ride away, remember?
Right.
So there you go. But the same thing applies today. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, the law has not been changed. It's still the same way it was. There are charters. There are amendments. There's a constitution in place in every one of these states where they have to abide by certain things. And it just can't be the president's going to do this and do that and just jump right in. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, but culturally and as far as the election in November is concerned, for the national election as well as the local, and see, that's also the important part. The local election is where you're going to make a lot of difference as well.
Yeah.
But these campaigns...
It all starts at the local level and goes up from there, because after all, who was it that was talking in Minneapolis, talking about what they were going to do? It was the city alderman.
Right.
That's the local level.
That's right. But it's going to be a clear choice in November, Captain. I think it's going to be mob rule versus the constant.
Law and order versus disorder and chaos. That's what we got going on here right now. That's the way I'm going to describe it from now on. Law and order versus disorder and chaos.
Yeah, that's right. Because when the mob takes over, just as back end and Bob was talking about, they're armed. In other words, they seem to be becoming the very thing that they say they're against. If there are armed, you know, groups and trying to control these areas and this kind of stuff, makes it sound like they're pretty authoritarian in my book.
Yeah, and what he was talking about in Seattle is they did have armed guards. They actually had armed people that were on the street, and they had checkpoints, and they were checking everybody that came through, and they wouldn't let them through the area unless they answered questions and allowed to be searched and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And that's the only way they would let them in to where they were at.
Well, you know what that sounds like to me, Captain? Let me see your papers. Papers, please.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
That's right out of the Nazi German playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Russia and China, because they do all the same things. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Bible report. Things are a little bit better tonight, I might add, because our big old tropical depression is now up into Canada and headed off to the North Pole. And we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I am the Captain, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world. Here we go.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, I was talking to Kevin Jackson yesterday. It's kind of funny that that liner just came up because they're not in any sequence. They just come out however they come out. And I was talking to Kevin Jackson yesterday, and he's also coming down here to Florida in the not-too-distant future. We may do something together, Kevin and I, somewhere around the Tampa Bay area. Not sure. We're looking to see what the possibilities are, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J closest to you, because if you pull on in there right now and you tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and you'd like a cup of coffee, they will give you a free large hot cup of coffee, your choice. James was in there with his wife the other night, and they treated him very nicely up there in St. Augustine, Florida, just south of Jacksonville. And hello to our listeners up there that are listening, and we understand you have the radio on every night up there. So here we go. Let's get it started.
I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something.
That's Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. And, of course, that was done a while back, an oldie but goodie right there. And we're going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Well, Kyle, let's see. Most of the weather's gone away, but I'm going to let you tell us what's going on in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Go for it.
Well, Captain, here in California, we had another hot day. People turning their air conditioners back on again. But hopefully we're going to get some cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend days, but maybe just slightly cooler temperatures, as it were. But we still have a fire weather watch over in Nevada, in the area surrounding Las Vegas, and some high winds that we understand that they're on a high wind watch up in the Carson City, Reno area as well, up in northern Nevada.
Now,
down in, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, pardon me, that we also have an air quality alert happening in the Phoenix area and Phoenix near Tempe as well.
Yeah, I'm seeing an ozone layer alert, and it looks like a fog alert and sand alert there with some winds. But anyway, a strong cold front, folks, is moving out into the east today, and isolated storm to locally severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will be possible from parts of New England all the way to the Carolinas. And also, locally heavy rain and flooding is still a possibility across parts of the mid-Atlantic through the Carolinas. Meanwhile, elevated fire weather conditions are possible across the Great Basin and southern high plains. We could see some of that again in Arizona, as well as the southern part of Utah. Now, Kyle, I am seeing in the Dallas Metroplex right now some fog there tonight, some fog down along the Gulf. I see it at Beaumont, I see it at Houston, I see it in Galveston, and then going up into the central part of the U.S., Iowa's still got some lingering flooding going on there around the Quad Cities along I-80, and way up north in northern Minnesota. Well, actually, northern Wisconsin, Minnesota's just got clouds, but northern Wisconsin, you've got remnants of the storm still up there way up north.
That's right. And up on Superior, Lake Superior got a gale warning just off the coast there in northern Wisconsin near Marquette.
Yeah, and there's some showers along Lake Erie, some showers along Lake Ontario tonight, some windy conditions in the lee shore of Lake Ontario over there north of Syracuse, I-81, on up to Watertown. Got some winds blowing through there. Looks like as if there might be some coastal fog along I-95 from about Delaware on up to Jersey, and then you pick it up again around Long Island, and you run into it up along Connecticut. But that's all I see going on right now.
Yes, exactly right.
Now, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. You want to truck on in there and make sure that you tell them that you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, or the Captain Center sent you, and you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, which is not too bad for the middle of the night when you're out there trucking around. And there you go. Now, Kyle, let's go back to where we were here. I had the honor a few years ago of meeting General Charles Q. Brown when he was here in Tampa at MacDill Air Force Base. He had just gotten his first star, and he was here, and he was the commander of, I believe, the wing, and then he wound up becoming the commander of the base or something like that, the tanker wing, and then the base. But anyway, he moved up the line very quickly. Now he's the latest four-star general who is the first black Chief of Staff for the United States Air Force and member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. How about that?
Well, that's amazing. That's great.
And he was a sharp cookie. I mean, he struck me as being somebody that could really go somewhere. You could just see it with him because, you know, when I met him, he didn't really know who I was, but he wanted to meet me because I wanted to introduce myself to him and say hello and congratulations and all that. And when I went there, he treated me like as if I was the general. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's great. Yeah,
it is. It's really good. And again, there's an esprit de corps that just doesn't stop when it comes to a lot of the things that we see and we hear with the military. And I really thank them very much for that, too. Now, the other thing is the British-Norwegian study is out. And this is going to really bump some heads upside down and backwards. COVID-19 now is considered to be, according to this study, a man-made coincidence, or a man-made incident, rather, in China. And probably this COVID brought itself forward in August of last year, which I told everybody, remember when I got sick and I told everybody when it was and all that?
Oh, yes.
And which was about a month and a half later?
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I've got the antibodies for some reason, so I must have had it, and this must be what they're talking about.
Well, you know, early on in this whole event, Captain, it was dismissed so very early on, the idea that, oh, no, you know, scientists have looked at this virus, and it's totally fine. It's just a regular thing. But yet the way it performed, the way it emerged, all these things, all of the evidence that we could look at, it performed like it was actually made. And so this British-Norwegian study that you're talking about, they have identified what they call inserted sections into this COVID-19 virus, and that it's a manipulated quote-unquote chimera that was made in the Wuhan Virology Lab Institute there. So this is big time. And again, just because it was poo-pooed early on in the media, well, that sort of sets the standard. Oh no, this is just a regular thing. But we all value truth, and we want to know exactly what this thing is, because if we know exactly what it is, then we know how to proceed from here, especially in terms of possible responsibility that China may have to bear on this.
By the way, good morning to Marie in Germany, who's now chiming in, and hello, Maria, nice to hear from you. Good morning to Dan, the Navy man. Good morning to Major Mac. Good morning to Eddie out there in Reno. Good morning to JW. Let's see, good morning to Karen. Karen and Sue, there we go. Those are the people that are chiming in right now in the chat room. And you can do it, too, by going over to the official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook. Like the page and then jump over into the chat room. You'll see it right there. It's very easy to do. Okay. No more Confederate flags, Kyle, on NASCAR at NASCAR events, on the property, on race cars. Nowhere, no how, no more Confederate flags.
That's right. That's the word that's come down just yesterday, basically, or on Wednesday, precisely. Yeah. So it's interesting to see how a lot of these things are sort of filtering through. We'll see what kind of reaction we get from fans.
Well, I already know. I'm telling you, it's good old boys. You're going to find out that they're going to lose some of their listeners. All right, I'm going to put the caller on hold here for a second, and we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out to Steve in Thailand and to Major Mac over in Germany and to Maria in Germany. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.